Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Alliance Marketing Coordinator, and today I want to chat about something a little different yet needed in our lives, and that is reflection. We have come to the end of 2019. Whether it flew by you or you were prepared for it, it is here. And this is a time we take to reflect, going back to our goals, asking if we achieved them or did we lose focus. And it allows us to reset for the upcoming year. What are your new goals for 2020? The year of vision, because without vision, the people perish. Today, we are talking with Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. He has a new column in the Martial Arts World News magazine called Mind Mastery. He is a martial artist, author of 22 self-published books, a life coach, and a corporate educator. Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, Jess. Hey, thank you for having me on your call today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor. So we know what a life coach is, but what is a corporate educator? Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, Jess, you think of a corporate educator as that person that comes in as a motivational coach or a training coach that brings information into a business, a corporate business,
okay.
You know, prospectively. We have a business coach, and then you have a corporate educator. What is the difference? They're very similar. A corporate educator is actually reaching out to, you know, that Fortune 500 company and providing information that they need on that level. That means that these are mega companies, and the information that a mega company needs is a little bit different than a small business.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that explanation. And thank you for tuning in, everyone. We're going to be talking with Grandmaster Jesse on reflection. It is the end of 2019. It is December 5th, 2019. And Grandmaster Jesse, can I ask you, why do you think reflection is important?
Well, Jess, reflection is important because every day of our lives we have something going on. You know, we shouldn't get to the end of our year and then think about reflection. Reflection
right.
is a daily process. And as we look back over our day, did we have goals? Now, if you don't have goals, you don't really have a lot to reflect on. You can reflect on what happened to you just because it happened to you. Having goals will allow you to be able to set and be in charge of your day, of the things you want to accomplish, and you can sit down with pen and paper that you have your goals written on and go back and look and ask yourself the question, did I accomplish everything I plan on accomplishing today?
That's good. That's very good. So what are some of the things we should ask or do while reflecting?
Well, you know, when you're thinking about reflection, let's talk about it in two parts. Let's talk about the daily part, and then let's talk about maybe the year reflection. So the daily reflections, I just said a few moments ago, is basically sitting down, setting your goals. If you don't have goals, you don't have a lot to reflect on. So you set your goals, you go back, and you evaluate, did I accomplish this? What do I need to do to accomplish the goals? Now, success is a habit and failure is a habit too. So you have to be aware of the results that you're getting with your goals. And succeeding is about your knowledge about what you are trying to attain, whether it's a relationship. You know, if you want to have a better relationship, it's not just going in and having a relationship. It's really discovering what is the definition of a good relationship. The same thing about success. Mm-hmm. Many people are not able to accomplish success because they don't have a definition of the word success. What does success mean to you? So you have to bring all these things together when you're looking at having a reflection. When we look at the end of the year, we're taking in account to all the things that's happened this year, you know, looking at our goals. Did we accomplish what we want to accomplish? What do we want to accomplish to move our goals in a higher position for next year? And remember, goals doesn't matter. If you don't have a goal, you already have a goal. You have a goal not to have goals. So it's sort of that, just that simple, is that you have to put yourself in a place to be able to do something so you can go back and evaluate that. Because if not, you're going to evaluate what you didn't do, and then you're just in that state of wishing for stuff to happen.
Okay. So we've been speaking about vision boards all 2019 and creating one. Can you quickly explain what a vision board is, and can we connect having goals with having a vision board?
Well, that is the purpose of a vision board. You see, we have goals, and then we have to have the vision. So I can have a goal without having the vision. And what we have to do is be able to hold in our mind the completion of that goal. What does it look like? What does the goal look like? And this is the reason why having pen and paper, being able to write that out. With a vision board, what we're doing is now gathering images so we can now have something to view. This really activates our subconscious mind into the achievement level of those goals. So for an example, say for an example, you want to get a new car, then one of the mm-hmm. things you should do is create your vision board and go get the exact car that you want to have. Now, this is the thing about our mind. Our mind will do exactly what we want it to do. And since we know that, then what we need to do is be very clear on exactly what we want. Our subconscious
right.
mind doesn't want vague things to be put in there. It really wants precise things to do. So with your vision board, you can go get these different images of what you want to do. And you say, well, I want to have more money next year. What does that actually mean? So you actually have to put a number down. No, I want to earn $20,000, $50,000 more than I made last year. Or maybe you want to write that check to the universe, and you write a check, you put it on the vision board for that amount. And then you begin to go towards a goal that's going to help you to be able to achieve that. So your vision board acts as a visual reminder to you about what it is that you want to accomplish. And it's really very powerful. You know, in the law of attraction is whatever you think about most is what you draw to you. So the vision
right.
board is designed to keep you focused.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I mentioned before, everyone, that Hanshi Bowen is an author of 22 self-published books. He recently released the Goal Setting book. That's Goal Setting, Fundamental Keys of Success, which is available for purchase now on Amazon.com. And it is simply structured around creating a successful goal setting plan in 21 days. What can people expect from your book, Hanshi Bowen?
Well, if you have a plan, I think it may contain tools that you can use to advance your success goals. If you don't have any plans and you have not really put forth the development of a plan or understanding the goals, remember, the more that we understand, the better that we can perform. So think about the book and the training program as a performance program to helping you achieve success. And the key element in the book, you know, we're talking about is activating success over a short period of time. when a person receives success in something, they're really motivated to move that success to the next level. So that's the reason why we're looking at this 21 days, 30 days, to for you to prove to yourself that you can set and achieve an attainable goal over that period of time. And remember, what we think, goal setting not only attains to the material things, but it also pertains to our health. Now, what do we want? Do we want to be healthier this year? Then we have to develop the mindset and set up a goal sheet of doing that and build a structured path. You know, it's like your GPS system. Your mind is that GPS system. When you now set your goals, you'll be able to track your goals. You'll be able to look at your weight. You'll be able to see your body. You'll be able to, put that dress or that suit up on your door. Maybe it's two sizes under what you're wearing now. But that, again, sort of acts like the vision board. It keeps you motivated and focused if you truly desire to achieve it.
All right, guys, be sure to grab that book, Goal Setting, Fundamental Keys of Success. It's on Amazon. That will help you create a goal setting plan as you reflect on 2019 and prepare for 2020. Grandmaster Bowen, thank you again for chatting with me today and helping myself and listeners end this year greatly and prepare for 2020, the year of vision. Remember, the American Martial Arts Alliance is here to support personal growth, whether you're a martial artist or an individual looking to get ahead in life. Don't forget to nominate your martial arts hero for 2020, Masters and Pioneers bio book. It will be released in Las Vegas in June 2020. You can nominate your martial arts hero at www.whoshointhemartialarts.com. But Grandmaster Bowen, just one more question for you. What is the connection between your book and personal growth for martial artists?
Well, we have actually several books that we've released just over the past few months, and material that we've been working on now, for the past couple of years. We've just got to the point we released it. We have two books out. You just spoke about the goal setting book. That is for martial arts. If you don't have goals, you cannot succeed. I'm a corporate educator, and this is the first element of success of Nike or whatever company that I'm talking with, is that they have goals. You have to have goals. They're required for you to have goals. The second thing is that my books, The Public Speaking for Martial Artists, that book is designed to help you with your communication skills. Communication skills from answering the telephone, talking with your parents, doing your martial arts intro presentations, doing your membership sign-ups. It's about what you are actually saying. And we do have a new book that's going to be coming out probably in January or February, and that is The Psychology of Running a Martial Arts Business. So right now, if you are an individual or a martial arts school individual running a martial arts school, then our goal setting book is a good place for you to take a look at. And plus, I'm doing personal coaching. So Jessica, anyone that's having some problems or would like to advance what they're doing, they can let me know. I can set up some goal setting and some coaching classes. I can be your coach. I can, I can help you. You can give me a call at area code 919-618-8075. My personal coaching website is www.coachjessie, and that's J-E-S-S-I-E, Bowen.com. You can also go there and find out some information. But, just let me know, and I'd be, more than willing to help people that would like to move their lives forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have heard it here. You've heard it here first with Grandmaster Bowen. He's helped us to reflect and reset and move forward for 2020. Be sure to grab his books on Amazon, Lulu, on all online outlets. And we thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Alliance marketing coordinator, and feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at who's who, A-M-A-A, who's who, at gmail.com. That's A-M-A-A-W-H-O-S-W-H-O at gmail.com. We will meet you next time.